This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello?
Dr. Tucker, are you awake?
Stop. What?
Lucy?
What are you doing in my room at fucking 2 a.m.?
I heard a noise out by the back door. I think it might be a wild animal, a bear or a bobcat or something trying to get inside.
Isn't that where we have the compost? Dude, it's probably just a raccoon.
A what?
You people are a disease. A raccoon? Lucy, they love trash and they're nocturnal. You're fine. Go back to sleep.
It is not a raccoon. There's far too much noise for an animal that small. This is your area of expertise, so to speak. So, for the safety of this house, you should go outside and have a look.
My area of expertise is not hungry-ass raccoons rummaging around in our food scraps in the middle of the goddamn night. How long have you even lived out here?
Long enough to know that it's likely dangerous.
Okay, so a month max. You're not gonna leave me alone until you get rid of this thing, huh?
Would you rather be eaten alive by wolves?
Oh, that's new. God, fine. Let me show you how you're gonna do this from now on.
Thank you. Really, I'm a bit concerned it took you so long to understand the gravity of the situation.
What?
Dr. Tucker, you're not wearing any trousers.
Yeah, Lucy, I'm not. 'Cause when I went to bed a few hours ago, it was fucking hot, and I expected to wake up at 9. I didn't really plan for some neurotic city slicker to haul me out of bed at, what's that clock say? 2 in the goddamn morning because a bunch of animals were having sex in our trash!
I don't see how that's my problem.
I fucking hate you. Follow me.
Dicks out of your paws and fuck off! Ah!
Here. Cheaper than therapy, and now you know. Don't ever make me do this shit again.
Well, that seems a bit traumatic.
What? Well, dude, don't tell me you're Lassie incarnate. Dude, I don't understand, alligator lizard. What are you looking at? Is there something in the compost? Oh, God, the fucking raccoons better not have knocked them over last night.
Oh, shit. Oh, holy shit. What is that thing? Is that from whatever made the noise? It's some kind of leg claw thing. Or, no, it can't be, because I've never seen any mammal's leg that big. Holy shit, look at that paw! I think it's, well, bud, scooch, its middle pad is the size of my hand. Dude, it must have been in some kind of fight for our trash last night. Which means there was something able to tear its arm off. Which explains the blood everywhere. Oh, Lucy is gonna freak out when she sees this. I should probably, clean it up, huh? No, you're right. I should take it in now and make a log. This is way more important. You have to remind me later, though, okay? I'm counting on you. Don't look at me like that. You've proven yourself a very reliable lab partner, okay? Language barrier has nothing to do with it. Okay, hello. Examination / dissection log of Dr. Edison Tucker, general number 33, to be edited and submitted to the Stanford University Biology Department for transcription and archival. Subject is clearly a disconnected appendage which was found outdoors after a variety of disturbing noises the night prior, which possibly could be connected to the removal of said appendage. The incident took place near the composting heap of the house I'm currently staying in, meaning that the animals could have been either drawn to the compost itself, or any animals that might have been scavenging nearby. This places them within the classification of either carnivore or omnivore, my reasoning which I'll expound on later. The subject made enough noise that it woke my housemate, who honestly was way overreacting about the entire thing. But considering the sheer size of just this appendage, the fact that there exists another animal at all, either of the same species or a different one, that was able to attack the former owner of this hard enough to remove it entirely from the body, and considering the amount of blood I found in the area, is intriguing. Now, onto a description. The subject is a large, heavily muscled leg that appears to be covered in short, coarse, medium brown fur. There are several deep gashes that go almost entirely to the muscular tissue, and the fur itself would lead me to hypothesize that this is in fact a mammal. It's ever so slightly bent, much too short for the creature it belongs to be bipedal, considering the sheer size of the appendage. It ends with what is very, very obviously a paw, and the center pad is the size of my hand, which, for reference, measures about 6 by 7 inches at its widest and tallest points, respectively. It begins relatively thick at the top, and then tapers down to a paw. The triceps brachii medial head protrudes in a decidedly feline way, but I honestly can't think of any existing cat species that grow to be this large. There are 4 toes, each with a curved, smooth claw, the longest of which is about 3 inches long. However, I'm going to try and push one in, and
Huh, there they go. Yeah, they're flexible, and the resting position is clearly sheathed. They must have been unsheathed when the appendage was removed, though. Highly isolated rigor mortis, maybe? They're really hard and feel pretty solid all the way through. Although, actually, a few inches up from the back of the paw, I think there should be another. Maybe some kind of dew claw? The raised area around it is much larger than that of the other claws, so I think it should be two. If I'm careful, I might be able to get the tendon attached it to contract, and...
Ah! Oh my god! Ow! 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 Holy shit! Oh god, fuck! Oh, come on! It's a fucking hook!
Okay. There is, in fact, a dew claw, and it's now currently buried in my outer forearm, and it's curved, so it's hooked, pretty deep in there. Definitely muscle. Hopefully not bone. Shit, okay. I can get it out. I just have to before the wound starts closing up. Okay. And, I'm still bleeding. Why am I still bleeding? What the fuck? Why am I still bleeding? It should have stopped by now. I should... Oh, God, shit! Fuck! This day could not get any worse!
Dr. Tucker, the deer are eating the tomatoes again. I looked and the wiring was almost completely torn away.
Oh, that was pointed.
Hello? Dr. Tucker? You leave all of...
Oh, you're in here.
Hey, Lucy. Everything is fine. Would you do me the biggest solid and hold down this leg while I get it out of my arm?
Oh, you're staining the rug.
Is that your biggest concern right now?
What the hell did you do?
I don't know. I was putting my breakfast in the compost and there was this thing by it, so I picked it up and brought it inside and there was a dew claw, so I tried to unsheathe it and it went into my arm and I haven't stopped bleeding yet, but you're not right because it's not a raccoon.
I can see that.
So would you help me?
What do you want me to do? There's a thing inside your arm.
It's a dew claw.
Should I call an ambulance?
No, do not do that. I'll be fine.
You what?
I should be fine. But I need you to help me get this claw out of my arm. It's hooked, and I can't get my arm away without something holding down the leg.
I am not touching that.
I have gloves, Lucy. Do you think I do all my dissections completely exposed?
Well, with all the confidence you inspire.
I'm about to get inspired to put my fist up your ass if you don't put some gloves on and help me.
Fine. Where's the box?
On the table. Over there, in the blue cardboard thing.
What should I do?
Okay. So do you see where the dew claw starts to come out from the back of the leg? Above the paw?
Yes, I see it.
Okay. I need you to put two hands on either side of it, holding on to the leg very, very tightly. This thing really wants to stay in here.
And you're sure there aren't any other... things waiting to pop out and stick me.
Well, seeing as I have medical training and you don't, we'll be better equipped to cross that bridge should we come to it if you get it out of here first. Hands on either side.
All right. Right. Now what?
The claw is hooked, so I'm gonna need you to pull back and out at the same time. Just like getting a fish hook out, but no barb and there's no way we're getting string around this thing.
I'm sorry, what?
You never fished before? Why did I ask that?
I feel that you're losing far too much blood to be so calm about this, Edison!
Yeah, that's the big question here, huh?
What?
I mean issue, whatever. Back and out.
Back and out.
And slowly. If you go too fast, you could damage something, I guess.
You guess?
Will you focus? I'm gonna give you a countdown. I'm also gonna yell, because this'll hurt. But whatever you do, don't stop.
Even if you tell me to?
No, definitely do stop if I tell you to. It's probably because you're doing something wrong. Just keep it moving.
All right.
Grip good. This thing's heavy and you'll get resistance.
Will you just start counting down already?
Fine! Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Do you want me to go on one or after?
Just pull it out, Lucy!
Fine!
Oh, God. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck, that hurts. Jesus.
Dr. Tucker.
If you're trying to give me grief about my lab safety as a fucking English major.
No, you idiot. I was wondering if we were supposed to take out the object that was stemming the blood flow, seeing as you're now bleeding more profusely.
Oh. I didn't really consider that. On second thought, maybe you should, in fact, call an ambulance.
Yes, of course. Let me first just duck into my office and look about and make a tourniquet.
Genuine question, how have you survived out here this long?
Oh, like you're faring much better.
God, shut up and hand me the first aid kit on the wall. I'll do it.
However did you know?
I can hear you.
Hi, Ed. What happened?
Well,
she was examining a sample and got a claw.
Dew claw!
In her arm, and we removed it. But there's quite a bit of blood. We'll need assistance rather quickly. Would you all mind sending someone?
Of course. Ed, you feeling okay?
I've got pins and needles and agonizing pain, so no, not fantastic.
You know, you were very rude just now.
Do not make me bleed on you.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Stop poking at them.
I'm not.
I'm looking right at you.
Oh, so no shirt on is fine, but no pants means everybody's gotta become a Puritan.
And you'll keep it off longer if they have to redo your stitches because you couldn't keep your hands still for one bloody moment.
Well, sorry! I've had a little bit of a rough day if you hadn't noticed or weren't there for half of it. Why did you even come, anyway?
Where?
Here! You literally could have just stayed home. You don't need to wait around with me.
I think you're demonstrating exactly why you need supervision.
Oh, fuck off.
Dr. Edison. It's
understandable that you're a bit shaken up.
You have no idea.
And I think it's important to count our blessings. And realize things could have gone a lot worse. And at least you're not dead. Yes.
You are really bad at this.
Well, at least I'm trying.
No, I appreciate the effort.
Thank you.
And your help. You're right, things could have gone a lot worse.
Yes, they could have.
And I'm teaching you to tie a tourniquet when we get home, because that's seriously basic first aid, and we're living in the middle of nowhere, so you should really know how to—
Yes, yes, all right, you've made your point. Are you feeling any better?
They gave me the good stuff, if that's what you're asking.
Delightful.
Well, Dr. Tucker, you're free to go. Remember to apply the ointment to your stitches at least 3 times a day, and keep them dry until you come back to get them out. We'll call you in a month or two to set up an appointment.
Great. Can I put my shirt on now?
Feel free. I know we keep it pretty cold in here.
Yeah, no kidding.
Take it easy. Rebandage it later if you need to do work that risks it getting contaminated. And stay safe. Have a nice night, ladies.
What?
You're back. The tattoos?
Yeah, it's, wings. Took like half a day to get the whole thing done. Although you're probably not a fan of that sort of thing.
It's very nice. The art. Very anatomically correct.
Oh. Yeah, you would know, huh?
What?
Because of the guy in your series with wings? I guess you did your research or whatever.
Oh. Yes. Yes, I did.
All right, let's get home. I know we both must feel like shit.
I feel fine.
Dude, your knuckles have been white for the past hour. It's fine. I'll get us a ride home.
So, that was... unexpected. Unprecedented, actually. And I learned a lot of new things today. First off, stitches hurt, and they itch, and I fucking hate them. Second, blood loss is a bitch, and I think I'm gonna spend the rest of the night covered in my heating pad and, like, 6 blankets. And third, I don't know if there was a point I could have reached where it could have killed me. I don't even know if I'll wake up tomorrow and suddenly have just a scar, but I got hurt. Really badly. And I know I always wondered how that would feel, but now that I do know, I guess I'm a weird combination of freaked out and curious. I've got no idea where that limb came from, or if it's still alive, or if there are more. Hell, maybe it was poisonous, and I'll find out what a coma's like. That raises the big question, though, and if teenage me could see me now, well, she'd be excited for all the wrong reasons. I know there's something out there that can hurt me. I think there's something out there that could kill me. Which would make staying in Jerusalem the worst possible idea on the planet, but hey, when have I ever run away from those? I need to find out more about this animal. At least, I'm almost positive that's what it is. It has to have at least some kind of answer to why I am the way I am, I guess. And I'm not gonna do anything stupid. But I need to know. Everybody with an opinion always told me that everything happens for a reason, and I still don't think that's true, but, well, maybe this is the reason I'm here. Maybe I'll finally get some answers. Or maybe this actually will be the thing that finally gets me killed. But, I mean, even that would be pretty cool.
Where the Stars Fell is a production of Caldera Studios and is written and produced by Newton Schottelcotty. The voice of Molly was Lucy Brown. The voice of Lucille Kensington was Madeline Harvio. The voice of Dr. Russell Stone was Dimitri Mullins. The voice of Dr. Edison Tucker was Newton Schottelcotty. Script edits were done by Lucy Brown with a sensitivity read by Kit Adams. All sound effects taken from Audio Library, Sound Library, Nagati Studio, Original Foley, or used under Creative Commons license. Find transcripts, social media links, and places to listen at wherethestarsfell.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings. I am the modestly handsome obituary writer of this fetching town of Crestfall, Idaho, and this is Death by Dying. Death is exhausting. And so, after a long day of funeral attending, I had retired to my apartment to get some shut-eye. I loosened my Versace tie and changed into my Egyptian silk pajamas.
Are you the detective in town?
No, I'm the obituary writer.
Really? Someone said you solve murder cases.
Murder?
I'm Charlotte, by the way.
Forgive me, but I haven't gotten past the murder part. Charlotte, the friend I now have, is staying in the apartment above her Aunt Lillian's bookshop.
She was my aunt. She was all I had growing up. I need to know why she's gone.
Murder is the spice of life. I knew just who I had to see. The Angel of Death. We have become friends over the years.
Careful. Death is ever present.
Her pet, the button-eyed raven, moaned inconsolably as usual.
Your friends are abandoning you, one by one.
You write about death, O.W. But how much do you know about what it feels like to lose someone?
The shadow in the dark woods is making its way into Crestfall. Listen to Death by Dying on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcatcher.